Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Unveiled by Grace. This is your man of God, your brother, David Abraham. I hope you guys are doing well on today. Today is May 1st. Wow, May 1st. It's already May, people. This is the fifth month. Hallelujah. Wow, this year is flying by. Oh my God. Yes, I hope you guys are doing well. We're back with another episode today. Yes, we are diving deep into a powerful episode called Yes in the Furnace. Now, this was inspired by Prophet Tim Kenner. Go check him out. I keep shouting out my brother because I've been reading some of his books lately, and they've just been blessing me and helping me just in my walk with Christ, but with a twist, right? With a twist. The books are what Harry Potter was for others, but for us believers, sons of God, believers in Christ Jesus, that's what his books are. It basically is walking you through and understanding your identity in Christ and the mantles and the assignment that are assigned to you. But go check out his books, you know. But today we're speaking about yes in the furnace. Hallelujah. But before we begin, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come together today on this journey, we ask for your guidance and wisdom. Help us to understand the significance of our yes in the furnace of trials. May your words inspire and uplift everyone listening. In Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen. So let's start with the call and the cost of being a disciple of Jesus, being a son of God. In Luke 14, 27 through 30, Jesus tells us, "Whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." See, this call comes with significant cost. Talk about it. I remember a time in my life, a few times in my life, when saying yes felt overwhelming. It's challenging, isn't it? I mean, the crushing, the trials that A lot of us, specifically those of us who have been chosen for particular roles in the body of Christ as leaders, you know, in the fivefold ministry, whether you're a pastor or, you know, prophet or evangelist, whatever, wherever God chose you to be and his assignment on your life, the bigger the call, the bigger the assignment for Christ, for our kingdom, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The bigger the call, who best believe the glory comes with weight. So of course the challenges, the trials, things that will break you into a million pieces, right? I mean, the lies, the betrayal, the jealousy, the envy, the warfare is what it is. But I don't say this to discourage anyone who is listening. Please, I want you to understand that in those trials is when, not just breakthrough, but what's inside of you, what is inside of you, hallelujah, by way of the Holy Spirit, unlocks what has been dormant. Hallelujah. So understand that victory is the Lord's, and we operate and walk from a place of victory. That doesn't mean that you don't get, it's like when you're in a fight, you know, if any of you watch boxing or any physical fighting sport, MMA, whatever, the one who won still got hit. He still, it hurt. It was painful. Hallelujah. Let's be clear that it's not just parks and roses. It's not walking in the park and a field full of roses at times. It's not. Those times are actually, I don't want to say earned, because we can't earn anything. You know, these things are already ours by accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord. So we're heirs. There's nothing that we have or that our Father gives us that isn't ours. So you can't earn it. It's yours. But there is definitely being marked by God. There's a pruning, there's a crushing, there's a process that is challenging, which we're going to speak about next in the crushing. You know, so in our journey, we often face, which I just was speaking about, crushing moments. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 9. It reminds us we are hard pressed on every side. Hold on. You know, I like to reference sports, basketball specifically for this one. Have you ever been full court pressed? Come on now. Hear me what I'm saying. You know, y'all saw how they did Kobe. You know, they had to have three men on him at sometimes. And he was the type where he didn't pass the ball. So early in his career, I'll say that. He didn't pass the ball. He was like, come on with it, you know. But that's us. That's us, right? That's us. That's Nathan, guys. Hold on. Sorry about that, guys. Yeah, Nathan, he always coming in. But anyways, let's get back into it. So the crushing, where was I at? 2 Corinthians 4, 8, and 9 reminds us that we are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Just like the reference from, you know, Kobe. You know, he was hard-pressed, you feel me? Full-court pressed on the court. Three men was on. He wasn't passing the rock. But he still persevered, pulled up. Ah, game-winning shot. Victory. But he put them hours in the gym. But the crushing. God uses these moments to mold us. To mold us into vessels for his glory. And those moments of crushing and pressure, how have you seen God work? Leaning into the pain. Oh, Jesus, help me. Hallelujah. But leaning into the pain is often where the greatest growth happens. The greatest growth. Now, we must address the spiritual warfare that can surface in these times. Ephesians 6:10 through 12 tells us that our struggle isn't against flesh and blood. See, the enemy wants to derail us, delay us, or destroy us, especially when we're on the brink of breakthrough. Oh, let's talk about that. See, when the warfare kicks up, that's when you know you got to press. You got to fast. You got to pray. You got to seek the Lord daily, all day if you can. You know, yeah, 2 hours, you know, throughout the day. But, you know, some of us, when we're at that breakthrough, the warfare kicks up. the warfare kicks up. Oh, it kicks up. Accusations, lies, deceit, just any and everything the enemy can do. He may bring somebody from your past around that you haven't seen in years. Hallelujah. But we must use wisdom. We must discern. We must discern. And we must be alert. We must be alert. We must be alert in these times. So let's talk about the armor of God and how to effectively protect ourselves from these attacks. It's a three-way sword. It's a three-way strategy. Prayer. And when I say prayer, I mean strategic prayer and fasting. Because truthfully, I mean, you don't have to be in a fast to pray. That's not what I'm saying here. And I don't want anybody taking my words and saying that's what I'm saying. What I am saying, though, is in humility, humbling ourselves, coming to him in thanksgiving, hallelujah, is when he is moved by our prayers. Hallelujah. So I always recommend, I mean, some of us, most of us live a fasted life anyways. Like, we're fasting, you know, all day until after six. And then that's just how we eat once a day. And we're wearing our word when we're not at work. And that's just our lifestyle, right? But also, some of us, we go when the Lord tells us or instructs us to go on a fast 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, just a water fast, you know, some just a Daniel fast, you know, nuts and berries and water, you know, however he instructs us. But prayer, scripture. I mean, scripture is in the prayer. Scripture is the, and this is what Prophetess Mama Deborah was speaking about. She was speaking about this with me about the foundational and the lens of scripture, just in prayer, but being in our foundations, in our teachings, in our lives. So the scripture, the word of God, thank you, Jesus, is key. I mean, what are you doing if scripture isn't your foundation? I don't understand. Like, how are you even praying if you're not confirming and standing on and affirming his word when you go to him? How can I explain it? But I don't want to stay there. And of course, community. These are our shields. This is our shield in the warfare, right? Prayer, scripture, and community. Definitely, if you don't have a church, have men and women of God who will hold you accountable. I always go back to that. That's so key. That's so important. You know, you don't want to be lawless. You know, you don't want to be in error. Everyone has to submit to authority. Yeah, I get it. You the big prophet or prophetess, and you know, you've been, you know, but everyone, all of us, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, but he places certain men and women in your life to, just like that's what the church is for, to edify, to correct, right? To hold accountable. So, Hallelujah. Let's talk about one of the signs that, you know, not just breakthrough, but it's part of the process. The betrayal. Now think about this now. Oh, Jesus. Holy Spirit, help me here. The betrayal. Betrayal, ooh-wee, is another, it's another, if betrayal, and I'm not saying, yeah, betrayal can happen in numerous and different ways, right? You know, it's not just like betrayal, you know, from your husband or your wife or your brother or something like that, which though that's what betrayal is. It only can happen when it's someone close, right? But betrayal is another painful reality that we may face. Psalm 55, 12 through 14 speaks of the hurt that comes from those we trust. Hallelujah. Jesus experienced betrayal firsthand. It's essential to remember that through betrayal, we can still say yes to God's plan. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. What's the TikTok or something online. Buddy was about to do like a free fall. He was sitting in a chair. They was about to get ready to make him fall. He was like, wait, let me tell you something. Like, you know, one of my sisters in Christ posted something about this particularly yesterday about, you know, yeah, it's one thing to love and bless those who love and bless us. But can you do that to someone who is speaking bad on your name, who's betrayed you? Can you love your enemy? Can you still say yes because that person that betrayed you? Hallelujah. This is where forgiveness, this is where saying yes to God's plan is, you know, some of us it's ouch. We can't, you know, we're not mature spiritually in that way. I'll say this, you know, I'm not saying this is, but I can understand, you know, if it's your husband, if it's your brother, I mean, your blood, you hear me? Hallelujah. But what did Joseph's brothers do? Huh? Come on, let's go there. Come on. What did Judas do? Hallelujah. For 20 shekels of silver, I think, or something like that. Sorry about that, guys. Nathan is on one today. He is on one today. But can you say yes to God's plan, even in betrayal? You know, it's difficult. It's difficult, especially when it's your blood, when it's someone very, very close, dear to your heart, right? That's why we have to be mature. That's why we have to discover our strength in Christ. We must, because it, you know, if it was just us on Austin, man, please. Let's be clear, crystal clear, you know. be ready to catch a case. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your strength. Leaning on you and leaning on not my understanding, Lord, but yours. Your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because, you know, you know what I'm saying? I mean, some of us be ready to put the mantle down behind certain things, but no. That's when you gotta pray and fast and seek His face more and intensely with a fervent, you know, pray without ceasing. You gotta go in. You gotta literally kill your flesh. Hallelujah. And that's a whole nother process. We'll speak about it another time. I just wanted to get on the betrayal and really think about that and how we can rise above these painful experiences, right? Now, let's focus on the power of yes. Hallelujah. Isaiah 41:10 assures us, "Fear not, for I am with you." See, when we feel overwhelmed, reminding ourselves of our identity as children of God, as sons of God, which is different, but as sons of God, strengthens our resolve. Hallelujah. So what does yes look like today? Think about that. Are there areas in your life where God is calling you to step out in faith? Oh, Jesus. Let that sit for a minute. Let that just kind of sink in. Hallelujah. Because some of us, yes, He has called you. And another segment, which I'm going to do, because not in this episode, it'll be the next one, is don't allow the crushing process to become a burden. What do I mean? You know, when you get hurt and betrayed and things become, you know, you want to give up. We grow weary, but He tells us not to grow weary. Hallelujah. I know it don't make sense, but He tells us lean not on our own understanding. See, these are the instructions. These are the instructions of the Lord, because He knows that this narrow path can, it's supposed to build you. Yes, the brokenness comes, but it builds after. But if you give up right before the building takes place, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. This is helping. So, James 1:2-4 encourages us to consider it pure joy when we face trials. Hallelujah. Count it all joy. See, joy, even in the furnace. Suffering don't last always, but joy comes in the morning. There's a profound hope in knowing that our struggles can lead to perseverance and maturity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. So today, because my time is coming up, today we've uncovered the beautiful yet challenging journey of saying yes in the furnace. Remember that God is with you, shaping and molding you for His purpose. So subscribe, guys. Subscribe for more deep dives like this. And share your own stories with us. You can reach out on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Mainly YouTube is where I'll respond, because I'll post this there at Unveiled by Grace, the YouTube channel. Go there, and share your stories. I would love to read about some of you guys' stories and testimonies. It does a lot for me and for others. So definitely share. We'd love to hear how you've navigated your own furnace moments. So let's close in prayer. God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being with us in our trials. Help us to embrace our call and say yes, even when it's hard. In Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen. I hope that this has blessed you guys. I truly, truly do. And I believe it will. Share this again. Share this with someone who needs to hear this, who may be in their furnace moment and right at the brink of their breakthrough. Share this with them. May the Lord strengthen you. May the Lord bless you. And remember to be a blessing, to be a blessing. And know that I love you guys. I love you guys deeply. But Jesus loves you so much more. This is the Unveiled by Grace podcast. I am your brother, your man of God, David Abraham. I will speak to you guys very, very soon. Have a great, great rest of your week. And if I don't speak to you before the weekend, have a safe and wonderful weekend as well. Shalom.